You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Obviously, the big story coming out of the sports world today is what's happening over in New Zealand with dog racing. A New Zealand Greyhound trainer has been disqualified after her winning dog tested positive for methamphetamine.
What?
Yes, yeah. Zipping Sarah. Yeah, finished first at Christchurch Eddington Raceway back in November of 2020, earning a $4,000 stake for her trainer, Angela Helen Turnwald. The prize money, though, withheld after a post-race urine analysis revealed that this dog had a lot of methamphetamine in its system.
Well, it was trying to eat its own face.
Yes.
Weird.
Quote, the level of amphetamine in this sample was particularly large, said Warwick Gendel, the panel chairman of the Judicial Control Authority for Racing. He noted that it causes a problem for the welfare of the dog.
Yes,
however, they couldn't find her guilty of deliberate wrongdoing because they couldn't determine how the drugs were administered. The woman who trains this dog claims that she stopped at a friend's house with Zipping Sarah before she brought the dog to the track. Her friend was probably a meth dealer. I don't know how this works. Anyway, not good, very bad. What is good, if you're a Brooklyn Nets fan, they punched their ticket last night. They are headed to the playoffs. They are the first team in the Eastern Conference to secure a playoff spot. The Nets beat the Raptors, while the Hornets lost to the Bucks in Charlotte, and the Celtics lost to Oklahoma City in Boston. Oh, and by the way, if you put money on the Celtics last night, who are hosting a team that had lost 14 in a row, a team that totally sucks butt, and you thought you were going to pick up an easy few bucks, let me just say,
jokes on you
and me. The Celtics lose 14 in a row. The Thunder come in, they suck. They're a horrible team.
So you put money on them?
I'll be okay. Be okay. By the way, if anybody has a part-time job available, it was just embarrassing for the Celtics. Also embarrassing, Golden State. Last night they trailed at home, and they're a decent team. They're a decent team. They got Steph Curry. Decent team. And they're playing a team that's kind of, you know, similar record. Dallas Mavericks. At one point in the second quarter, the Dallas Mavericks at Golden State led the Warriors 47-16. 47-16.
So
these are guys.
They were ahead by 31 points.
These guys, in the second quarter, these guys get paid millions of dollars to put a ball through a basket. Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And you're losing by that much at home. They ultimately lose by 30. Golden State, by the way, also took the opportunity before the game to announce the release of new NFT collectibles that they're going to offer. That's the non-fungible collectibles.
Yeah, it's digital.
It's digital.
Digital assets.
Yes,
yeah.
Digital, officially licensed. Hopefully they can offer up some non-fungible collectible commemorating that steaming pile of dog crap they produced last night at home. I'll tell you what else is also stupid, Rick. Well, I'll tell you, this is also bothers
me. I am going to buy you a little piece of AstroTurf so you can tell people to get off my lawn whenever you need to.
I just saw this. Sounds great. Thanks.
That'd be great.
Sounds great. I just saw this before I came in here. Sunday's event for NASCAR, their cup race at Kansas on Sunday, is going to be called the Bushy McBush Race. The Bushy McBush Race.
Okay.
And I am tired of this. This Bodie McBoatface, Bargy McBargeface.
Aren't they a little late to the game on this?
3-4 years late to the game on this.
Yes.
It's over. It's stupid. You guys just jumped the shark. I'll never watch again. That's a lie. I'll probably watch Sunday. Retired boxing champion Floyd Mayweather Jr. and YouTube star Logan Paul, that's the brother of Jake Paul, have agreed to a fight June 6th at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium. What can we expect from Mayweather Logan Paul?
I think that they are going to be fighting. In the contrast to the later one, is going to be better than usually.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's our boxing expert, who, by the way, was also on hand for the Jake Paul Ben Askren fight. And here's what he had to say about that one.
Well, the match lasted about up until the particular inaccuracy, particular unusually, that should be the ultimate determining factor in about the experience, heart of a champion, margarine hat.
Former
margarine hat.
Former boxing champion right there.
So
like many today.
Sounds like Bobby Boucher doing, you know, commentary.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor is cashing in. He's cashing in.
Happy to be here.
Yes, he is.
We
reported that it was going to happen. It's official now. The company that owns Jose Cuervo Tequila has purchased a 49% stake in the Irish whiskey company that Conor has, the Proper 12. Conor will make $600 million from this, so good for Conor. The New York Yankees are now tied with the Orioles for last place in the American League East after beating Baltimore 5-1. The Toronto Blue Jays, they have a first baseman named Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He destroyed the Nationals last night. Vladimir, 3 home runs.
Goodbye!
2 of the 3 off Max Scherzer, 1 of those 2 a grand slam. He finished with those 3 homers, 7 runs batted in. They beat the Nationals 9-5. Red Sox topped the Mets. Braves beat the Cubs. Cardinals over the Phillies. On the ice, the Washington Capitals with a 1-0 victory over the Islanders. And we had 2 more teams punch their ticket last night in the Eastern Conference for the postseason. The Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Blackhawks 7-4, so the defending Stanley Cup champs are in the postseason. And the other team in Florida, the Panthers, they haven't been in the playoffs in a while. They also won their game by the same 7-4 score. They beat the Predators, no relation to Sean. And they secure a spot in the postseason. The Carolina Hurricanes already locked in. They got a 5-1 win over the Dallas Stars. And here's your fun fact. Qatar Airways, for some who don't know what Qatar is, you know, you might pronounce it Qatar, but it's Qatar.
Yeah, Middle Eastern country.
Qatar Airways allows you to keep your Falcon in the cabin while you fly, provided there aren't already 6 Falcons aboard.
So they have a Falcon limit.
They have a Falcon limit.
Who's on this Falcon plane?
Which is just ridiculous to begin with.
Isn't that wild?
You know what? We'll allow Falcons, but only 6.
Yes.
Only 6.
Anything more than that is just unruly. Yeah.
Passenger safety is our utmost concern. This is why. We have a limit of 6 Falcons per flight.
Every time we get Falcons together, once there's 7,
well, you know,
all kinds of problems.
I don't want to be the 7th wheel. Yeah.
So your fun fact was about Predators as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, thank you.
No, and again, Sean is not a Predator.
That's right.
No.